Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for hanging around with me. If you've already been here today, we appreciate that very much. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. And the website is www.jbsba.com. When you get there, be sure to join the more than 10,000 subscribers of our news to our newsletter, receiving our electronic newsletter every Sunday by email. So check that out when you get a chance at jbsba.com. Russell Brown is our guest. Russell is he's one of the longest term members of our Brain Trust. He's been with me almost since the very beginning. He's the author of Preparing Your Business for Sale and Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. He's our business buying and selling expert. Russell, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. I'm still laughing about your intro there. By the way,
you've always known me as Mr. Gracious and Mr. Humble, haven't you?
That's funny. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, that's that's the 2002. They've actually chosen 2003 person. So I'm going to have to hand my crown over in a couple of weeks or so.
Oh, you didn't win back to backs, huh?
Well, I didn't try. You know, I want to give somebody else a chance. You know how humble and gracious I am. I want to give somebody else a chance.
Absolutely.
Russell, we're talking about the laws of the business buying and selling jungle, and we're making our way down through your list of outstanding laws that you've got here. And folks, these are the laws, because if Russell says they are, they are. And we're down to the point where we're talking about what a buyer is really buying when they buy a business. Now, tell us what they're really buying.
Well, jungle law number 4 is a business buyer is really buying a stream of earnings. They're buying what the money that business can produce for them. Mm-hmm. And you've got to remember.
Wait a minute. They're not buying the fact that they love being in the shoe business. They're not buying the fact that they've got this wonderful these wonderful products. They're not buying this incredible location. They're not buying any of that.
No. Well, you touched on it. Unfortunately, you touched on one example.
You're not even going to let me get a little bit emotional about this business.
Well, people get all wrapped around the assets and the equipment and the those kinds of things, the name of the business.
And the concept of being there and it being my own. Oh, it'll be mine.
Yeah, that's lovely. And as you go down the drain and, you know, your home gets foreclosed. And, you know, you got to make money. I mean, that's the bottom line business. You must make money. Now, there are always, like any rule, there is an exception. There are always exceptions. But for the vast, vast majority of small business ownership, people are looking to make money from it. Now, I think we did chat a little bit last time about those examples of businesses where you don't necessarily have to make money. But those are if you're independently wealthy, let's say, and you've always wanted to own a marina.
And you just like wasting money.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about a marina.
Yeah.
I mean, marinas.
I could do that.
Marinas, whether they're on the ocean or the lake or wherever they are, I mean, they can make a profit per se, but if you take into the consideration the value of the real estate that can be used for other purposes in many cases, they don't make money.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a very rare exception. And you may still want to buy if you've got, I live on the coast and marinas typically sell for the multi-millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. If they ever sell. They very rarely sell.
Because they have access to the ocean, to the world.
Right. But you know, when you buy the marina and you try to operate it as a marina, you can't make enough, you can't charge enough to make mm-hmm. money, mm-hmm. typically. That's not true across the board, but typically. So anyway, that's an exception. I don't know about the other part of the country, certainly on the East Coast, there's a lot of bed and breakfast kinds of businesses.
I've owned a bed and breakfast, and I can tell you that you better love that.
Yes, that's really hard work.
Well, and the other exceptions, a little bit of a different slant, Russell, that we've talked about before, examples of companies that where the purchase is not made for the earnings is when a larger company buys a smaller company or another company, let's say, maybe is at the same size. Even if that company that's being acquired isn't profitable, doesn't have the kind of earnings that one would like, they still bring to the table a significant cachet of goodwill in the marketplace, or a customer list, maybe a strategic product line. Those are examples where you get over whether they have the right earnings or not.
Well, it's just true, but
these are just exceptions, folks. And when we come back, we're going to get into the rule with our good friend Russell Brown right after these messages. Russell is the author of Preparing Your Business for Sale. Stay with us. 20 Till. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Wilma Goldstein will join us. She's the Assistant Administrator of the SBA at their Women's Business, the Department of Women Business Ownership over there at the SBA. And we're going to talk about women in the marketplace, as well as the big soiree the SBA's got going on in a couple of weeks where I'm going to be myself. And we're going to talk about some big doings that's going on there. On Thursday, it's a big breakfast that they're having to celebrate women in the marketplace, and I'm going to be a co-chair of that event. And so Wilma will be here in the next hour to talk about that. And then Pia Arrhenius is going to join us after Wilma, and we're going to talk about the population situation. What's it looking like in the United States? Are we different from the rest of the world? Are we growing significantly? What's that going to mean to you and me? And that's coming up in the next hour. Russell Brown is our guest, and Russell, I want you to give us your website, and then I want to make sure people know about your BizPricer, because folks, one of the things you've heard me say before 1,000 times, at least, is how technology is being created to give you power, and one of those technologies that gives you power is this little program that Russell has come up with to help you evaluate a business, help you evaluate. A business that you're buying or that you're selling, and it's in a bite-sized pricing. It's in an incremental form that a little company, regular folks like you and me can have. And Russell, I want to congratulate you again on creating this, and I want you to tell the audience about it.
Okay, well, it's a business valuation software. It's called BizPricer, and what I did is, I've done business brokerage and business valuation for many years, done hundreds and hundreds of business valuations, and I just took the process I used and I put it in a, took out all of the gobbledygook that goes with, that can clutter up the whole concept of business valuation, got it down to its bare basic essentials, and then tested it out against literally thousands of actual transactions. And then offer it for sale. And it's very simple. It works with a Microsoft Excel program, so you don't have anything special to load on your computer. You do have to have Microsoft Excel, but it works cleanly and neatly and
so
very
easy
to follow.
If you want to find out what your business is worth and what a professional looking at your business for someone else might think, or if you wanted to evaluate a business that you're looking at, this is a good program to have. And tell us the price, Russell.
Well, if you want it on CD-ROM and a paper manual to hold in your hand to go with it, it's only $99.95.
Right.
But you can download it immediately with this great new technologies we have. For $79.95, it's be right there on your computer within 2 minutes.
Okay. So if you think you're pretty good and you don't have to have the manual, you might want to...
No, it comes with the manual.
Oh, you're still
download
the manual.
The manual comes
the manual's electronic, right, in that
yep.
case. Okay, good. Good deal. Well... Folks, again, Russell, the reason I want to tell people about that, besides the fact that I think you're a really cool guy, is that I know that there are lots and lots of small business owners out there who are wannabes, who want to start a business, want to buy a business, and they haven't got a clue, and they don't even know anybody who could help them evaluate a business. And you know, and they may have an accountant, but that doesn't mean, just having an accountant doesn't mean that that accountant knows how to evaluate a business. And so your tool is a very important one for small businesses to have, and that's the reason I like telling them about it. And that's at businessbookpress.com, right?
Right, businessbookpress.com.
Okay, let's get back into this stream of earnings thing. Let's get back into the traditional things. We talked about the exceptions to the rule. Let's talk about the examples where they are really buying a stream of earnings.
Well, and that's like 98% of the businesses, I would say, that are sold. That's what people will be looking for. That's what buyers will be looking for. That's what they need to look for. Everybody has to earn a living. They have to make a living out of it. But let me make sure your listeners understand a basic concept here. You know, to have a value as a business, you have to be able to make money over and above a fair market salary or wage for the owner if the owner works in the business. So in other words, if it's a let's take a small retail operation, maybe 2, 3, 4 employees, something like that. If that business only makes enough money after all the other bills are paid to pay, say, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year to the owner, who also works in the business, takes a full shift, plus manages it, then the business essentially has no value as a business. It's a job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a concept that a lot of business owners have a little trouble getting their arms around.
But the thing is, though, Russell, for some people, it may not be as much as they want, but it's enough. So for one thing, the thing you and I need to point out is that as long as you know that going in and you're okay with that, then it's not my job or Russell's job to tell you that that's not a good deal for you.
Right, exactly.
It's our job to make sure that you know what you're getting into when you go into this thing.
That's exactly correct. And
because you and I both know, Russell, that there are people out there, and I'm probably one of them, who would rather be doing that even if I was just working for wages, so I could be working for myself.
Right. And I think the vast majority of what I call Main Street businesses, you know, the small individually owned sole proprietorships that do most of the little retail operations on Main Street, I mean, they make just about enough to pay a decent salary to the owner, and that's about it.
But what's wrong with that picture is if you don't know that going in. We're going to talk about that, how to fix that, right after these messages. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back with Russell Brown. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Russell Brown is our guest. He's the author of 2 outstanding books, folks, Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business and Preparing Your Business for Sale. Both of them are available at businessbookpress.com, along with the Biz Pricer program we talked about earlier. Russell, these earnings that we're talking about, how can we make sure, how can we tell if a business has earnings?
You need to look at their financial records, and that can be their profit and loss statements that they prepare for themselves or the accountant does for them. But most importantly, you should look at the income tax returns to make sure that they back up what they're giving you. And
you need to go back at least 3 years, don't you?
Yes, you should. You need to have a history. 1 year does not make a business. So at least 3 years. And if you can have more data than that, that's always better, too.
Sometimes, though, Russell, a lot of small businesses don't do a good job of producing financial information.
Right. And if they want to sell, though, they should prepare that. And that's what I tell business owners that I'm consulting with. If they want to get their business sold, they're going to have to reconstruct and come up with this financial information for the last several years, last 3 years. And buyers, you should not hesitate to ask for it. Something that you have the right to look at, I won't say the right, but you certainly have an obligation to yourself to look at before you make any judgments on purchasing that business.
Well, and back to what we said earlier, you know, if you find a business that doesn't have any earnings, it's not throwing off a stream of earnings, But you believe in your heart that you can, you're convinced that you can create those earnings, and you very well may be able to, because you may be able to say, well, this current owner has got his head in the sand, or she's not doing this or that you know you can improve on, then that's fine. But the issue is not whether there's earnings or not, or whether you think you can create earnings or not. The issue is that you know the story before you make your purchase.
Yes, absolutely. You need to, in my books, and I've given hundreds of things to look for in your purchase of the business. Things to look at, mm-hmm. Information to gather, data to get.
The due diligence process that you and I covered on the shows before,
yep.
Significantly.
Exactly what that is. And so that's super important. Never be bashful to ask. Always be suspicious if the information won't be provided. Mm-hmm. If there's some concern, and every business owner is going to have a concern about turning over their private information.
Right.
So what we need to do, be prepared, Mr. If you're a buyer, to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And sellers,
and be prepared to live by that.
Yeah, absolutely. And sellers, you should make sure you have a very good non-disclosure agreement.
Do you have one of those? Is that part of your package?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent one.
Well, the thing is that Russell, I wish I had a nickel for every time somebody said to me, I paid too much for this business.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because they didn't know how to determine if this business had earnings or not. And
right.
and they still would have bought, maybe they still would have bought the business had they known what was going on. They just would have negotiated a different price.
Right. Or better terms, too. I always say, show me any business and I can show you I can pay, I can make it work by paying $1 million for it, or I can make it work paying $100,000 for it.
Well, it makes me think of calling your car dealer and saying, I want a brand new Taurus. And he says, okay, it's $20,000. And you say, fine, I'll pick it up tomorrow. And you show up, and it doesn't have any wheels. and you say, well, I need wheels. And he says, well, you didn't say that. You didn't ask me about wheels. Oh, you want wheels? Well, that's an extra $2,000. And so you got to pay an extra $2,000 for those wheels. Now, you might say, well, when I buy a car, you're supposed to have wheels on it. Well, the truth is, you're right. When you buy a business, if you don't ask the question, there is nothing expected of the owner.
That's right. You may get a business without wheels.
Caveat emptor, right?
That's right.
The buyer beware.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true in everything we do in life, and certainly true in buying or selling a business as well.
Russell, I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts on earnings.
Well, earnings are super important, and if you're considering buying a business, really think about getting a reasonably simple software package to evaluate that business and make sure you know exactly what it is that you're getting.
And don't forget, folks, Russell's website is businessbookpress.com. Lots of good information there.
I got a lot of free information. Yeah, just come on in, read some of the articles. You can learn a lot without even spending a dime. So.
Yeah, thanks for making that available,
bye-bye.
Russell. Thanks for your help today.
All right, Jim, thank
you.
Good
job. See you next time. Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen, we got more to talk about with him. He'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.